So we'll read an excerpt, we're excerpt number 87, in Faith Above Reason.
כשאדם מתחיל ללכת בקיום תורה ומצוות, אומרים לו,
excerpt 87.
מכל מקום,
just a second.
ניתן לנו אמונה.
When a person begins to observe Torah and mitzvot, he is told that although he should follow the intellect between man and the Creator, we were given the faith. That is, we must believe in the sages and follow his path, although it contradicts the intellect, as it is written, and they believe in the Lord and in his servant Moses. In other words, we must believe what our sages said to us and not look at our intellect. But since this contradicts our reason, we have ups and downs. That is, at times we can believe the words of the sages and depict before us the depiction of truth and faith, meaning that his faith is truly faith, namely that there is no intellect there, but everything is against our reason, what we understand. This is why it is called true faith, or simple faith, since there is nothing to understand there, but everything is above reason.
Again, when a person begins to observe Torah and mitzvot, he is told, although he should follow the intellect, between man and the Creator, we were given faith. That is, we must believe in the sages and follow this path, although it contradicts the intellect, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. In other words, we must believe what the sages said to us and not look at our intellect. But since this contradicts our reason, we have ups and downs. That is, at times we can believe the words of our sages and depict before us the depiction of truth and faith, meaning that his faith is truly faith, namely, that there is no intellect there, but everything is against our reason, what we understand. This is why it is called truth faith, or simple faith, since there is nothing to understand there, but everything is above reason.
I see that people are tired, and so the weekend's coming. Let's see what else we have here from the place itself. H10 want to ask something.
Yes, Rav, thank you. Towards the end of the lesson, something that came up in the lesson about the fact that we cannot reach a certain state. We're talking about Ibu, conception, but it's something general. There are things like above reason. We can't know what that is. We can't reach it. We can't. There's a distance.
Stop working with your brain. Meaning, not that you don't need it, but believe that there's an even higher brain than you. And to ascend from your tiny brain to a bigger brain, you can only do it under the condition that you go by receiving, accepting that there's something above you. That's called ascending above reason, above your reason, to go above it. So every time you have a stronger reason. That's it. Above reason means to acquire a greater mind. But not greater according to your mind, but according to what really is higher, in completely different dimensions it's working, that upper mind. That's why you need to rid yourself of your limitations, your intellect, and acquire a greater one. Imagine that a cat looks at you and you want to tell it something, and he wants to understand what you want, what you want to tell him, but he can't. How can you expand his vessels of perception to feel this world, the reasons, the results, the connections between things? How can you explain it to a cat? Same way, we are in a much worse way in relative to Kabbalists who want to pull us to their degree. So how do we do it? What should we do here? It's a problem. So it's only by between a small intellect to a greater intellect and an even greater and even greater, there's what we call faith. Emuna. It means that we annul ourselves towards the upper one, and then we can ascend to his degree. And there we can activate our mind, but that it'll be a new mind already, the mind of the upper one. And there too, we will receive that state, live in it for a while, and after feeling for a while what's happening in this new mind, so then we're going to have to rise again in faith above reason, in the force of bestowal above the force of reason, in an even higher degree, and then we'll activate our reason again. That's why, as much as we annul our reason in order to ascend in faith above our reason, we'll acquire an even higher reason, just like in an elevator, that we rise. That's what we need to do. That's what's before us. Think about it. Bring us even more examples if you want, but this is actually the style of our ascent. Okay. Mach 17.
No, in.
None.
Микрофон, лазер, микрофон.
Тов.
Уже через мертвое море и прошли через 10 казней. Означает ли это, что когда мы слушаемся слова мудрецов, которые уже прошли через все
состояния, мы тоже меняем работу? Are we doing the same action like a Kabbalist when we walk above reason?
Let's say yes, we'll check it later on again. PT6.
Rav, I wanted to ask, I was in translation in the first part. What does it mean to feel the desires of the friend?
To feel the desires of the friends mean to clothe in him.
What does that mean?
To annul oneself in order to want in all your forces, to clothe in the friend, feel what he feels in order to help him, to connect to him.
There are 10 friends in the 10.
So you are not towards the whole other 9.
And then what do you feel?
Then we feel that we annul ourselves completely and that we annul towards the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Thank you, Rav. чтобы принять товарища как есть, мне необходимо сократиться и попросить Творца.
To accept the friend as is, I have to restrict myself and to ask the Creator to give me the strength to accept this friend.
Yes.
И сразу просить наполнить товарища всем тем, чего хочет товарищ.
And immediately to ask to fulfill the friend with whatever he wants.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Or with what the Creator wants to fill the friend.
It's complicated. I want to annul towards a friend, so along with him to attain the purpose of creation. And it's attained by the Creator being between us.
And then a person acquires the force of bestowal, chasadim.
Yes.
And he has to be thankful because he felt this fulfillment in the vessel.
Tel Aviv 4.
Sorry, it's a mistake.
Okay. Okay, so let's end the Moshe. Please.
So we'll read an announcement. Hello, friends. On this upcoming Saturday afternoon, we'll dedicate part of the lesson to answer questions about faith above reason with respect to different states in life. For example, with respect to work, dissemination, you're all invited to send questions in advance to boardworldly@gmail.com. At this, we conclude. Let's sing a song. La 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 Assyria, 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 sei tu l'unica cosa che ci salverà. Il punto in cui la mia ragione crollerà e l'egoismo più non mi dominerà. Assiria, 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 io sento in te il sapore della libertà, dove ogni amico un cerchio si riabbraccerà e la grandezza del Bore rivelerà. La 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 la. Assiria, 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 la nostra forza che nessuno fermerà. Solo cuore che è formata la realtà, il paradigma della nuova umanità. Assiria, 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 insegneremo tutto il mondo che verrà, che la destina la nuova modalità, che è l'istrumento per svelare la realtà. La vida, que tutto il Signore te ha posto alla sfida, il rovescio del ricamo, la ferita, questo è il senso della sua relazione, con il Signore la tazione. La 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 la. La 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 la
La la la la la la la la.